my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening today. It's grad week here at Golden State Baptist College. We began yesterday. Parents are coming in. Grandparents are coming in. Aunts and uncles. Business leaders will be coming to graduation. Tomorrow night, 6:30, is our 29th graduation, going into our 30th year this fall. We're looking forward to all this. We're in the book of Romans today, but let's get first this song, My Faith Is Found a Resting Place, not in device or creed. I trust the everlasting loving God. My wife says I always mess up the words, but you know what they are. Let's sing them together.
I need no other argument.
What a great song. We're in Romans in chapter number 12 today, if you get your Bibles ready. We're talking about serving God, serving the Lord with all humility of heart. And then today, we're in chapter 12, verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Serve God fervently. We'll look at that momentarily right after this song, Hallelujah, We Shall Rise.
In the resurrection morning when the trump of God shall sound,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise. Then the saints will come rejoicing and no tears will e'er be found.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Amen,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, in the resurrection morning when death's prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
In the resurrection morning, blessed thought it is to me.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise. I shall see my blessed Savior who so freely died for me.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Amen, we shall rise.
Hallelujah, in the resurrection morning when death's prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Resurrection morning, we shall meet him in the air.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise. And be carried up to glory, to our home so bright and fair.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
in the resurrection morning, when death's prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Amen.
We shall rise.
In the resurrection morning when death's prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise. Yes, we shall rise.
We're in the book of Romans, but before that, I want to remind our church family what took place in 1991 on this day. It was, well, our church was five years and 10 months old, and we had a big day, 5 years, 10 months. We had 5,004 people present on 1 acre of ground. That was the last Sunday for years that we had a big day. It scared me to death. We had people standing everywhere on 1 acre, 38 parking stalls. We just had 5,500, and we had 1,200 saved that day. I'll never forget it. But it was just way too much. An ambulance could not have gotten in. A fire truck couldn't. There were just people everywhere. And so we began to have big days in the years to follow, 3 buses at a time, 4 buses at a time, different ministries. And we did it for years until, about maybe 10 years ago, we started back at big days now. But thank God for that. A wonderful, wonderful day. Well, here's the Bible. It says in chapter number 12, verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Fervent means red hot. I worked in the metal shop in high school, and they got that forge and they got that heat going. And I was making a chisel, and I can remember I got it red, red hot. And then I beat on it on an anvil with a hammer. And it was just so red hot. And then you temper it. You're putting that cold water real fast. You know, God says, I want you to be fervent. I want you to be red hot. I want you to be boiling. I want you to have great zeal. What do you do in the ministry? Let's think of it for him right now. When I drive a shuttle bus, I got a man out here. He comes from a distant city. He has driven shuttle buses to the neighborhoods for us, picking up our people, leaving their cars at home. And he's been doing that for 22 years. I've got another man, 22, 23, 24, maybe 25 years, been doing that. And I saw both those men. They both had a smile on their face. Nobody in the van. They're just naturally smiling. I've got people that have driven the buses 25 years, and the shuttle buses, and they drive the Sunday school buses, and they're serving the Lord. They're red hot. They count it a privilege, an honor, a joy to serve on this bus. I had a bus driver telling me, I remember, Pastor, these bus kids, I want to say he said 35 years ago. And they were 10th graders. You know, they were 15 years of age. Well, they're 50 years of age now. And they're serving God. We have music people that just play those trumpets, 9 trumpeters, all the violinists, all the different instruments that are in the orchestra, and a choir, 125 voice choir, singing every service. Oh my goodness, what a blessing. All those mighty ushers. I want to say it takes 36 ushers to be an usher in our church. Balconies, lower floor, maybe more than that. I'm not sure. I thank God for the 44 deacons I have. I thank God for the 75 staff members I have. I thank God for the college students we have, the high school students, the elementary kids. I thank God for the nursery kids. And every area has people that are dedicating their life to serve the King of Kings. You know, we don't pay these school teachers enough. We have students graduating from high school as an 18-year-old kid making more money flipping hamburgers, $23 an hour, than our school teachers. That's amazing. And they're just fine with it. You know, just that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Our school teachers are red hot. Our faculty in the college, tomorrow night's graduation from Golden State, they're red hot for God. Our administrators, they're red hot for God. Our janitors are red hot for God. Our soloists are red hot for God. Our groups are red hot for God. I don't care what you're doing. The security department, I don't even know what they all do, but I find out little by little, they're amazing. Nobody gets in our church with a backpack. Nobody gets it. Every backpack gets checked and gets checked in a locker room until after the service. We're not going to let them do that. And that's just the rules. And everybody knows it. You don't go anywhere without checking a backpack. You don't go to a stadium without having it examined. I'm just saying today, serve God with fervency. Pass tracts, pass Bibles, pass door knockers. Do whatever you do. Knock on doors. Visit people. Drive your bus. Be a bus captain. Serve God with fervency. Fervent in spirit. Fervent serving the Lord. Well, yesterday we looked about serving God with humility, a humble heart. I get to do this. This is a privilege. God's allowed me. He's put me in the ministry. I'm so very thankful, as Paul said. And today, serving with a red, hot, boiling, great zeal for God, serving the King of Kings. Well, tomorrow we'll go to the book of Psalms, and we'll look at another way to serve God. So far too, serving the Lord with humility of mind, serving the Lord with fervent spirit. Our Father, I thank you for our listeners. They're great. They're wonderful. And they're around the world now. And I pray that you give each one, everyone, a great day as we seek to serve thee. God, for those that are ill and sick and afflicted in surgeries and hospital beds and nursing homes, I pray that you comfort their hearts tremendously today. I pray for those that are backslidden, that God, they'd come back to thee. And those that are living for God would serve thee with fervency. For we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, for his sake, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.